this short podcast, retired Justice Daniel Winfrey talks about the work of Alaska's appellate courts. These courts handle appeals from trial courts. An appeal basically means that you believe that the lower court made a mistake in applying the law, and you are asking the higher court to correct that mistake.
Most people are familiar with trial courts. They see it on TV, but those are trial courts. There's lots of action. There are witnesses. There are judges. There are lawyers arguing all over the place about different things, and they're trying to get a jury to decide the facts of a case. An appellate court has an entirely different function. An appellate court looks at whether the trial court made some mistakes, and if so, whether those mistakes are big enough to warrant going back down for another trial. That's the main difference between the courts.
Alaska has two appellate courts.
Everybody has the right of appeal of almost any case from the trial court. Automatic right of appeal. But we have a split in Alaska. We have a court of appeals, what we call the Intermediate Court of Appeals, that handles only criminal cases. So if people are unhappy with what happened at a criminal trial, they appeal directly to the Court of Appeals. Anything else that's not criminal, people have an automatic right of appeal to the Alaska Supreme Court. Some people probably think that it comes up on appeal to us, say the Alaska Supreme Court, and we just look at everything and make up our own mind about what we want to see the answer be. But that's not what happens. We're looking for three things, usually. One is, did the trial court make a mistake of law? Maybe the trial court misinterpreted a statute. So we would look at that on our own and decide that, yes, the trial court made a mistake as a matter of law. Or sometimes the trial court has discretion to make rulings, maybe an evidentiary ruling in the trial court. So the trial court can will consider all kinds of factors, will balance them, and make a decision. And we defer to that decision. We say that that trial court judge has a certain range of discretion. He could do it this way, or he could do it that way, or she could do it this way, and she could do it that way. And there's a range of acceptable responses that trial court judge could do. And we won't interfere with that. We'll say that that was within the trial court's discretion. Only if the decision is so outside reasonable bounds of discretion would we say that that's an error that might require a new trial. The last thing are factual findings. And juries make these factual findings, and so do judges sometimes. The classic example is there's a car accident. Was the light red or was the light green? That's a question of fact. If the trial court hears the witnesses and says, I find this person credible and not that person, I find the light was red. Well, we're not going to disagree with that unless we think that the trial court has just clearly made a mistake.
So appellate courts examine whether there has been a mistake of law, an error in discretion, or a factual error. But not all mistakes are important enough for a case to be sent back to the trial court, that is, remanded to the trial court.
Some errors, in fact, many errors, can be harmless. We can look at the record and we can see what happened and say, well, yes, that was a mistake, but we can tell from the context of everything that it wouldn't have made a difference. And so we say in those situations that there was no prejudice to the party when the trial court made the mistake, and so we will not reverse and remand for that. So it takes not only an error, but it has to be prejudicial before we would take action and send something back to the trial court. So when the case is up in front of us, we're looking at those kinds of things to determine whether the trial court made one of those three kind of legal mistakes, and if we think it was really prejudicial to what went on in the trial court, then we might reverse and remand for a new trial. Now, we are not courts that get to decide which cases we want to take, unlike the United States Supreme Court that gets to pick and choose. Everybody has the right of appeal to one of those two courts, and we must decide those appeals.
Justice Winfrey emphasizes the focus of the entire judicial branch at all levels.
Our job is to look at the facts of a case, to look at the law as it is, try to figure out what the law is as it is sometimes, and apply it with an even hand across the board. That's our job.